Penny likes playing against the Comets.
Yeah, I mean, well, Penny Taylor, you know, likes playing against a lot of people. I mean, she's a very good player. So anything she does doesn't surprise us. But yeah, she had a big game again. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Outside shooting, inside play, rebounding. Yeah.
Talk about the game from Mazanti.
Mazanti, I mean, she's just one of those wild card shooters that we put in, and you know, she's got a green light, and when the green light is on and she's making shots, she really helps us. She's a catch and shoot person who never hesitates, and we never tell her to hesitate. So sometimes it really works, and sometimes we got to live with some misses. But she's very competitive, and she shoots it like it's always gone in.
Did the Comet rebounding at the start of the game concern you?
Wow. Wow. It concerned me. But they have 14 offensive rebounds. The only thing I said that had any substance the whole night, like 3 minutes into the game, was a timeout. I said, okay, all right. So they got all the offensive rebounds that anyone could get in a game, so maybe we can start over? And they looked at me like, yeah, okay, coach. I mean, that was incredible. I mean, they had like 6 or 7 shots in one of those possessions. So I knew that couldn't continue. I mean, they'd get tired rebounding the ball offensively. I have to say, I mean, not going unnoticed, but we've had 2 terrific games in a row from Belinda Snell. I mean, she is the defensive hub of our zone. I mean, she tracks people. You know, she was trying to track Tina all night, which, you know, she did a relatively good job. But she's an outstanding defender, and she can make shots. So Snell is one of those unknown factors.
What are your thoughts personally about the game as far as execution and following the game plan?
Well, we've kind of stayed with our game plan even when it looked like it was falling apart early. I mean, we were committed to zone defense. We knew that they could get some offensive rebounds on us, and they did. I could have bailed early and thrown out that game plan, but I didn't. A little bit because we're shorthanded, a little bit because we don't have Taurasi, a little bit because Pondexter was only supposed to play limited minutes. So I knew I had to hold tight with the game plan.
Coach, I guess, is relief the right word to win these 2 games without Taurasi?
I don't know what the right word is. I think it's we're happy, and she'll do nothing but make us better. I just think it's a good sign that we're able to sustain ourselves without her. You know, we could have easily, you know, got confused or felt down or lost her 20 plus points a game, but we sustained it, so now we can move forward.
Okay, thanks.